The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here in the Busch Gardens recording studio with Julio, somewhere on the Ohio-Michigan border. What's up, Julio?
What up, brother?
Same old shit.
Same.
Not really. Julio has launched his new career.
Yeah, yesterday was the last day of my administration. I pardoned some people. Pardoned myself, for sure.
Right. That's a must. I needed the pardoning. Yeah. All right. So, it is early Saturday morning, August 17th, 2024, 2:49 a.m. I woke up earlier than I planned, and Julio was already up drinking. So I woke up to take a piss, and I seen he text me, so I figured I'd come get my ass down here and save him before he got shit-faced.
Dude, I was pacing myself pretty good. I'm actually kind of proud of myself.
There you go.
Yeah. I was trying really hard for you, Fox. But you know what saves me?
What?
Is I've been drinking you know, this delicious, you know, bottle of
horse semen
gallon here.
All right, Tim Walls.
This is 100% fresh horse semen pumped by hand. Delicious.
Wow.
Yo, so I woke up from my nap, and I come out here to my computer room, and I see this gallon jug on my desk.
And it just reminded you of horse semen?
No, I had told my wife and daughter about it, and they're like, "That's stupid." So, I said, "Save me the gallon," and so I come out here, and the gallon is on my desk. And I thought it was my wife that saved it for me, but it was Lily.
Did you tell him why?
Yeah.
Oh man.
They're like, we didn't want to know that.
Yeah. I don't share things like that with my wife. She gets pissed. Oh, sometimes I share too much. I played the Denzel clip for her the other night.
How did she take that?
She's like, "Why would you put that on your show?" I said, "It's funny." She goes, "I don't think that's funny at all. Somebody died. Somebody got hurt."
Does she know that it's a movie?
Exactly. Touche. Touche, Julio.
But I think it is based on a real story.
See, why'd you have to go and say that? Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Somebody, I got some backlash about, remember I was talking shit about, we were talking about the Olympic boxers, the female. Mm-hmm. Supposedly. And I was talking shit about Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. I got some backlash about that because I called him a white boy or some shit. I don't know if it was a black listener or if it was some, if we've got some blue-haired white bitches that listen to this show, but somebody was fucking complaining. And the reason I said that, it's not about race, it's about class, all right? He was raised way richer than any of us. And he wants to throw a fit and take a knee. That's what I was talking about. But I'm not a sensitive little bitch, so I'm going to call him all the names I want. And if you don't like it, don't fucking listen. Case closed.
Close the book on that.
Oh, yeah. So we got this new clip for Beer Run. That's what we were talking about with the Denzel clip. But I also heard that people are getting tired of Baby Billy.
No. Yeah. Don't break my heart, dude.
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah. Baby Billy, you're fired.
You're fired.
I knew it was going to break Julio's heart, too. But hey, man.
Yeah, I told you I found that clip we were playing last week a little creepy.
It was. It was kind of funny because it had to do with beer. I wasn't even looking for him. And I've been bringing him up so much on my YouTube that I put beer, or what I put, beer jingle or something like that, and a baby Billy scene pops up. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I recorded it, but yeah, I think Baby Billy has run his course.
It'll come a payday.
Did you hear about Melier's missing gold?
No.
Yeah, he shipped a bunch of Argentina's gold out, and now it's missing.
Where did he ship it to?
That hasn't been disclosed. I'm going to take a wild guess and say Israel.
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean?
Of course that's where it went.
Oh, well, you said I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. How, you know, like everything started out so great with him. And then, you know, we kept seeing him surrounded by certain Israelites and, you know, wearing the little cap on the back of his head. Yeah. Kissing the wall. I don't know, man.
We still got Bukele.
I know.
We'll see what happens to him.
I was talking to somebody about that because we were talking about, did you hear that in Aurora, Colorado, which ironically is where that Batman movie shooting happened, I think? Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, Lambda. What's his name?
Yeah, Adam Lanza.
Adam Lanza, that's him, yeah.
Yeah, so Venezuelan gangs took over. And it's kind of wild. I mean, like, and nobody's covering it in the news is kind of like the point that we were talking about. But it's true. Like, I looked it up. I thought my friend was kidding. But it is true. And the police department doesn't really, they don't think that they're a threat.
Well, Colorado's pretty bad.
Like your tax dollars, you know, like not doing anything for you. And supposedly the people that are supposed to, you know, like watch out for you not doing their job. Venezuelan gangs took over the city of Aurora, Colorado. They took over apartment buildings, hold massive protests and gatherings, blocking streets, and crime is surging. The deputy police chief, Chris Jules, just said, I don't think Venezuelan gangs are a big safety concern in the city of Aurora. Huh. The fuck? They're like blocking streets. You know, I don't know. It's just, this is going to become more commonplace in this country.
That's where I get pissed off when they start blocking roads. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you're taking one of your family members to the hospital or some shit, and they're out there just because they're unhappy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I ride with a machete. You know how they like to, when you try to go through the if you try to drive through the gang, they start clinging to your car. That's when heads and arms start coming off. They'll get the fuck out of the way real quick.
That's funny as fuck. But hey, somebody sent me a really good Joe Brown clip. Judge Joe Brown.
About Kamala Harris?
No. This one is about the P. Diddy investigation.
Okay.
Hold on. But it kind of, it's a little bit long, but I think it's kind of worth it. I mean, he has a lot to say, especially because of his experience in his field, you know, being a lawyer, judge, etc. He knows how the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security, he knows all those roles and what their roles are supposed to be. So when there is a domestic investigation, I don't know, you'll hear him explain, but he says that why was Homeland Security doing a raid on P. Diddy and not the CIA or the FBI?
True, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It made me think a little bit. Here it goes.
How do you feel about the situation that Diddy in? Let's say this. Something else is going on. They searched with a warrant his premises on the West Coast, right? They searched his premises on the East Coast in Florida, right? On the same property that the premises was located that they searched in Florida, he had a second mansion. They didn't touch that one. Why not? And when they walk out of there, they got a small trash bag and they have a medium-sized cardboard box. What was it they seized that would fit into those items? I have a sneaking suspicion from my background in criminal defense that what they seized was some evidence that was very incriminating to other people. Now, after they seized the evidence, they had no probable cause to arrest him on any crime. He hasn't been indicted. They talked to him at an airport before he got on a private jet to fly to an island that has no extradition agreement with the United States. Have you heard anybody trying to prosecute him?
Not at all.
So what did they do? See, the feds are interesting. Who served the search warrant?
Homeland Security.
Now, what the hell do they have to do with that? That's a FBI mandate. See, Homeland Security deals with natural and man-made disasters. They deal with terrorist activity. Where does it come in to deal with sexual misconduct? That's the FBI, who came into existence to get Jack Johnson and set the foundation for the Mann Act, which was taking women across state lines for illicit purposes. They wanted to get Jack Johnson because he had a white wife, and he took her with her friend girls across state lines to party. That's what they went after R. Kelly with. The Mann Act most recently. That's the FBI. So what are they investigating? Supposedly sexual misconduct? Why the hell do they have Homeland Security doing the search warrant when the FBI is just attending and watching? That's FBI business. See, the feds have this thing that when they want to cover for something, they'll say they were there serving a search warrant for something that has nothing to do with their jurisdiction. One of the ones that always makes me laugh is the FBI serves a search warrant because they're investigating somebody from what is a state crime. The FBI doesn't investigate for state crimes. They investigate for federal crimes. What they're trying to do is get evidence on somebody else and give the person they're getting it from a cover so nobody comes back on them. Or they're trying to find something that hooks them up so they can coerce them into being a witness for the federal government against somebody the feds want. Now, what is the connection that you get? Some people came to these parties and maybe they got compromised and it ain't pretty what would come out. Now, I say this in context. October 2022 or November, Fox had me up in New Jersey as the judge on a mock trial with the three laptops. We swore in the technician, and the Hunter laptop wasn't one laptop, it was three. He downloaded the entire contents, myself, a former New York prosecutor who was in defense work, and another former New York prosecutor who was also in defense work. One represented the defense, one represented the prosecution, and we went over it. There's a whole lot of incriminating stuff in those laptops, including emails between Biden and his son where they're talking about, did your clients look in the black box behind the vent? Did they like what they saw? Those classified documents. And also, from what I was reading, one of the things about why the classified documents weren't turned over to the archivist is because they had incriminating evidence against the Biden-Obama administration. So why turn the evidence against the crooks over to the crooks so they get control? That's the same thing also that was suggested from those laptops, that something was going on that Diddy had some information on that they wanted to get out of his hands. So why do you serve a search warrant on one of two houses sitting on the same lot?
What do you think Diddy should do? Do you think he should try to get out the country? Or like, what would you do if you was him?
They can get him. I don't think he's going to need to go get out of the country. I wouldn't say that. I would say no. They aren't after him. They got what they wanted, which from what I read on the laptops, the downloaded laptops, the downloads of the laptops, they wanted to get from him incriminating evidence against certain other people. And it wasn't Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So who do you think the other people were?
Well, he said it's the Obama-Biden administration. So I wonder, like, I don't know. I mean, is Trump doing this or some other force? I don't think it's Trump doing it.
No, he ain't got... How would he do it?
Well, they're, you know, political opponents. So it's the first thing that comes to mind, but... I think there's something else, something bigger, kind of looking over this. I mean, we've talked about how some of these politicians might have already been hanged in Gitmo or Guantanamo, you know, executed for their crimes. Is there another authority kind of like passing this judgment and then they put out clones or mask wearers?
Well, Diddy is the, he's Jeffrey Blackstein, right? So it's the same script, man. You know, him and Epstein, it's all the same shit. It's all blackmail. Videotapes, you know, it all... You can go back, man. You can go back to J. Edgar Hoover. He was doing the same shit. That's how he got his job.
Yeah. Yeah, that clip was sent in by one of our listeners named Slim. So shout out to Slim. Thanks a lot.
Slim Shady.
He is white.
What's up, Slim? All right. You got anything else right there?
No.
Let me see here. I got another one on... I got another clip on fasting. Oops. I'm going to make sure I do this right.
Autophagy fasting.
So autophagy fasting is about 17 hours in without food, your cells will turn within and they'll start to heal themselves. And that was what Dr. Osumi's big discovery was, is that the cells clean themselves up. So what's interesting on this one, and this is something I really want to get out to the world, is that when you stimulate autophagy, what you're doing is you're turning on the intelligence inside the cell, and that intelligence is looking around and it's going, hey, there's a virus, there's a bacteria, get them out. So let's push these infections out of the cell. That mitochondria, it's not working well. We need to repair it. That endoplasmic reticulum inside here, it's lagging. We need to fix it. So it literally goes in and fixes everything inside the cell just at 17 hours. But one of the greatest studies that I've seen in fasting was done during COVID. And it showed that if a virus comes into a cell that's in a state of autophagy, it can't replicate. Viruses have to live off of your energy system. So when viruses go into a cell that's laden with glucose, they have a party in there. They love that. They munch on that and then they go out and they start replicating. If you were in a fasted state, when a virus comes in, it can't replicate. There's nothing inside that cell for that virus to take over and it dies.
Autophagy fasting, what's that?
So autophagy...
Yeah, I don't know. I just like that type of shit. But I think there's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah. I keep hearing more and more about that. How it's a positive thing to challenge the body and put it into, like, extremes.
Yeah, right.
You know, like too hot or too cold, that it actually activates something within you. And you actually heal, like, exactly like she says. And it's funny because when we're sick, they tell us to eat, right?
They tell us to eat no matter what. They, being the government, which is in control of the, you know, the FDA and the CDC and all that shit, they want to boost the economy. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing they want to tell you to do? Chicken soup. What does a dog do when he's sick? They won't eat shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Animals don't eat when they're sick because you're not supposed to. You don't have an appetite, but Americans have been taught to, you know, force that shit down our throat no matter what. You know?
I like that one.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something else. I don't know. Oh, have you seen that Kamala Harris on the cover of Time magazine?
Yes, I have.
But she didn't do an interview. That's the first time in history someone has been on the cover of Time magazine, but they said they didn't want to do an interview. What the fuck are they trying to hide, man?
Yeah, that's scam a la Harris. Scam a la?
Scam a la.
Scam God. I credit Sean, our listener, for that one.
No, I've scam heard that too. I've heard scam a la. Oh, and I got another one for you. So, you know, it's Harris and Walls, right?
Hold on. Let me take a sip.
He's taking a drink out of his gallon of horse semen. If you try to, so you know how the Walls, never mind. I can't think of it. Somebody came up with a fucking joke. It was like, what kind of dance is it when you try to, never mind. I can't think of it. All right, I'm going to go to the fucking calls here. All right, Carl. Jesus. He's got like three of them. And then Clem called, too, about her campaign.
Stump, not Trump.
Yeah. Here, let me expand this so I can see what the fuck I'm doing here. All right. This is just about a minute.
Hey, guys. It's Clem Stump. I'd like to thank you for promoting my campaign on your podcast. Just remember, Stump, not Trump, 2024. My slogan is, will everyone just shut the fuck up? I'm campaigning on...
I like that.
Comprehensive sex education for anyone who posts in the NoFap subreddit, banning the Cybertruck, and declaring that driving one is an act of domestic terrorism, because that's just fucking ugly, and nationalizing the Wu-Tang album, because Martin Shkreli does not deserve that shit. Thank you for your vote. My polling numbers are looking good. All right. Hey, guys, it's Clem.
All right. Awesome. Everybody vote for Clem. Stump, not Trump.
Yeah, she's going to give us that Wu-Tang album we've all been wanting to listen to. Did only one rich motherfucker listen to. Hell
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Clem, who's your short list for VP? I would think Fupa would be on there. Probably Hunter Biden.
Oh, man, that would be the ticket right there. First female president and the best vice president ever.
All right, let me see. I'm trying to figure out what he's got going on here. They're not
Legs
in order.
Legs and Eggs podcast.
What's that?
I was just trying to plug Clem and Fupa a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Legs and Eggs podcast. My bad. Good job, Julio. Yeah, Legs and Eggs podcast. Check them out. New York City.
New York, baby. And they also do karaoke. So if you're into karaoke, listen to their podcast. Reach out to them. And you can do online karaoke with them. I haven't had a chance to be able to do it, but I want to, and I'm going to.
Oh, Julio will definitely do that.
I'm going to sing all the Billy Joel that they hate.
I got to be super shit-faced to do karaoke. I've only done it once in my life. And you know what I did?
What?
Elvis.
Which one?
Let me think. I can't remember.
Suspicious Minds?
No.
No.
Maybe. It might have been.
Like, We're Caught in a Trap.
No, I can't remember which song right now. It'll come to me.
Okay.
We play Carl here.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused because these aren't in order. Like, the one on top says he just did this shit like an hour ago. He was probably fucked up. This one's at 2:08 in the morning.
Hey, you never know what alcohol will tell you.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start here.
Okay, so the first one is at 157. Next.
No, it ain't. Because look, the one at 243 says, hello, this week in Carl's clips or whatever. And it sounds, You see why I'm confused?
Yeah.
All right, confused. I'm just going to start here. Carl's Bunker. All right.
Hello. This week in Carl's Bunker, I think that's what I'm going to call the segment now, Carl's Bunker, because Carl's Window, that's just gay. But anyway, I want to talk about food prices. So I had a recent experience with food prices that I've been mulling over for the past week, thinking about how I wanted to address this. It's going to go into a whole thing. So statistically, prices for food and beverages are 22.33% higher in 2024 versus 2020. That's insane. Now, I'll skip to the next part. People that want to talk about inflation, especially Biden, they talk about inflation going down. Inflation is not, that's not how it works. Inflation going down means prices going down is not how it works. Inflation is the rate at which prices increase. So this lying motherfucker, this decrepit old piece of shit says that prices are going down. No, they're not. Now here comes the personal story. We both got off work late. I got off work late and she was running behind. We had to go to one of our kids' sporting events and we just stopped at McDonald's. Now typically we don't eat fast food because whatever. So we pull in the line, she orders a fucking hamburger and a drink and hurry up, we gotta go, whatever. So I'm looking for the dollar menu and I can't find it. So then I see the $3, $2, $1 dollar menu. What the fuck? I was at McDonald's and I look. I'm like, I was having McChicken. $3.29 for a fucking McChicken. A dollar more for two. So even if it was two, you're still paying fucking $4.29 for two. That's $2.13, $2.14 each, whatever. That's insane. Now, and even when you open it and it's like a fucking, it's not even a half inch thick and it's just the meat, obviously it's not meat, we've all seen those fucking shows. It's fucking disgusting. Now next I want to move on to the cost of goods when you were born. So when I was born, fresh eggs were 80 cents. A pound of white bread was 55 cents. So, and was $1.94. Round steak, which is just like a medium chunk steak, no big whoop. Like it's not a top sirloin or whatever, but round steak, a pound was $2.82. Potatoes per pound were 21 cents. And fresh grocery milk, I'm not sure what that means. Half gallon is $1.13. So that was when I was a kid. So that leads me to the media hated Kamala. She got like 3% of the vote in California when she was running for president in 15. And now they flip turn side upside down and fucking love her. And I don't fucking get it. Her policies are fucking insane. She wants to give $6K for newborns, $6,000 for newborns, $25,000 for home buyers. I don't understand how that works. Who is going to be footing that bill other than us? What do you mean $6,000 for newborns? So you wait 9 months, you get $6,000? That doesn't make sense in child tax credits. $25,000 down payment for some first-time home buyers. Relief from medical debt and other measures in her first 100 days in office. Bitch, you've been office for 4 fucking years. You haven't done shit. I didn't get $25,000. I figured it out my own way. I did what I had to do. And now she's... It's just pandering for fucking votes. That's all it is. All her policies are pandering for votes. And that's nonetheless we're talking about her... capping like insulin prices and shit. Trump already did that and Biden repealed it and now this motherfucker isn't even allowed at her rallies because he's so fucking inept. Okay, so the last part is she said her plan will
focus
on lowering the cost of living, increasing economic security for all Americans, bring your family with a quality of life that's good. Make sure no child should have to grow up in poverty and allowing Americans to retire with dignity. That's all bullshit. If you don't work for it, you don't get it. You don't. Not equal opportunity. If I worked my whole life and paid in Social Security and all these other social welfare bullshit programs, you should get the same thing as me. But no, you shouldn't. Fuck you. She said she grew up I bet that's a load of shit. Her grandparents were slave owners. Literal fucking slave owners. She knows that one of her child was working for McDonald's for family money. You lying ass fucking bitch. You didn't fucking work at McDonald's for family fucking money. You grew up in a rich ass part of fucking Canada, you stupid fucking cunt. We had the first president to work in a fast food chain. You're a lying bitch. She also picked on healthcare and all these. They want to talk. And no corporate ownership of property is wrong, especially from China, how China owns a bunch of fucking land in America. I think that's wrong. However, you can't tell me, if I own the house across the street and I rent it out, you can't fucking tell me what I fucking charge for rent, because if I charge too much, no one will live there. I don't give a fuck if you can't afford it. That's not my fucking problem. I'm in this to make money. Fucking bitch. All of her policies are either an exact mirror or a shadow of what Trump was trying to do. The good ones. So, I don't know. You guys have a good night, and I'll see you next time from Carl's Bunker.
Nice.
All right, good job, Carl.
Yeah, that was deep.
He was cutting out a little bit.
He was, but if you stay if you stay alert and you read stuff, you kind of know what he's talking about.
Right.
She is stealing like the same exact policies from Trump.
Oh yeah.
Like almost like verbatim. And
she's really stupid. She has to copy off someone. I mean, there's no other option.
And any time that people get promised money, it's got to come from somewhere. It ain't coming from their pockets.
Yeah, it's coming from me and you.
Yeah. So he's right about that. And the cost of food? Dude, every time I used to love going to the grocery store. It was so amazing. And I would do like coupon clipping and all this shit. It was an adventure. But now, even if you do all that, like, it doesn't make any difference. Like, I dread going to the grocery store because it seems like everything is made out of fucking petroleum.
Oh, it is. It's in everything.
That's the insane part. Told you, I just bought underwear, and I was amazed that four of them cost $20. That's like $5 in underwear. That's more than the price of a gallon of gas. And it's probably because of the elastic that goes in it. You know, the chemicals they got to spray. I don't know. It's made out of petroleum.
Yeah. Yeah, these politicians are out of control, man. Did you hear Pelosi said that Biden needs to be on Mount Rushmore?
No.
Yeah.
I think we need Pelosi's tits on Mount Rushmore. That's for you, Jason.
All right. Pelosi's tits. AOC.
AOC's butt.
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard's been in the news.
I've seen.
Did you see Trump's getting her to come on to get ready for the debate? Because she fucking... Oh, yeah. Trump hired her to help her prepare for the Kamala Harris debate because she fucked her up so bad on the in 2020. She was the one, Tulsi Gabbard was the one that eliminated Kamala Harris. You know what? I'm going to find that clip. Hold up.
Yeah, I like her. I know a lot of our listeners, I think they sent me clips about it, actually. The Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, shit. Are you
Oh, man, don't play that. You're a creep.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was already on the. It was already on my YouTube from last week. Gabbard. Debate. Let's see. How long is this one? 308. All right, I'm going to play this one.
Congresswoman Gabbard, you took issue with Senator Harris confronting Vice President Biden at the last debate. You called it a, quote, false accusation that Joe Biden is a racist. What's your response?
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response?
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling. It is why, and because I know that criminal justice system is so broken, that I am an advocate for what we need to do to not only decriminalize, but legalize marijuana in the United States.
I want to bring Congresswoman Gabbard back in. Your response?
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Senator Harris.
My entire career, I have been opposed, personally opposed to the death penalty, and that has never changed. And I dare anybody who is in a position to make that decision to face the people I have faced to say, I will not seek the death penalty. That is my background. That is my work. I am proud of it. I think you can judge people by when they are under fire, and it's not about some fancy opinion on a stage, but when they're in the position to actually make a decision, what do they do? When I was in the position of having to decide whether or not to seek a death penalty on cases I prosecuted, I made a very difficult decision that was not popular to not seek the death penalty. History shows that, and I am proud of those decisions. Sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's funny. She talks about, you know, like being up there giving fancy speeches. And in terms of the way Gabbard was delivering hers, she had very minimal hand movements. She wasn't very flashy. She just had the facts coming out. Her responses were very quick, and there were very little pauses.
Because she's smart. Kamala Harris has people write her shit.
And she has to throw in theatrics, you know, like...
That's why...
You know, the hands and everything.
Did you hear when she said... I think it's important the way people act under fire, not when they're on stage. Somebody wrote that for her because they know that she's stupid. And so she's trying to downplay, literally downplay debates because she's an idiot. And I hope, I noticed my fucking, could you hear me before I played that clip?
Yeah.
All right, because it looked like I had it on pause. I hope I didn't fuck things up. Did you see Dennis Quaid's coming out with this Reagan movie?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how long this clip is. I'm going to play it real quick, and then I'll stop sharing. I'll let you share some shit.
We're kind of going through with Reagan right now, the movie. We're going through a censorship is happening to us through Facebook. They have Facebook banned advertising and a lot of the podcasts. This one will probably be banned on Facebook as well. That's over the last couple of months.
Really? Yeah. Just because it's a, is it a positive film about Reagan? Is that what the idea is that's bothering them?
It's I see it as it's a bio, you know, it's a biopic is really what it is. Yeah. It follows him from when he was a boy in Dixon all the way through when he said goodbye to the American people when he was diagnosed for Alzheimer's, you know, after he was president. And it's a fight against communism, you know, which he fought all of his life. And but the reason being was that the content in it was an attempt to sway an election. A movie. I mean, the last time I heard, you know, Reagan was on the ballot 40 years ago was the last time.
Do you think if you made a positive Obama movie, it would be to sway an election?
Well, there was an Obama movie that came out during an election year in 2020. And, you know, nothing about that. And to me, I mean, just the act of banning or censoring that material. We're kind of going through with Reagan right now, the movie. We're going through a...
All right.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, speaking of censorship. All right, so I was listening to the Wicked Planet podcast today. My buddy Ron from New England over there. He had this dude on, right? And he's got a... The guy's got a website... He's against, he says the PCR tests are fucking bullshit. I don't know if he's a doctor. I didn't hear the beginning, so I don't know. Like, it sounded like he was a doctor or something like that. But anyway, the website was called PCRfraud.com. And I was at work. So, like, it's easy for me, like, if I'm on, I usually don't use my phone at work, but I can Google shit by voice. So I'll go to the Brave browser, right? If I'm not at work, but I was kind of busy and I was in a hurry and it was break time. So I went, I talked into my phone. I said, PCRfraud.com. It said, we can't find what you're looking for. And I'm like, And I'm like, what the fuck? So then I switched over to Brave browser, and that motherfucker popped right up. PCRfraud.com. Yeah.
Yeah, it popped up for me under jamesroguski.substract.com/p/.
Yeah, it's got PCR a picture of the dude fraud. Getting ready to stick a thing up the dude's nose.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That was all a fucking scam. It was to see what we would do as sheeple. You know, are they dumb enough to fall for this? Are they dumb enough to corral like cattle, you know, at the Rite Aid or the CVS to receive this test?
Yeah. And they're coming out with round two right now, monkeypox.
Oh, yeah, that shit's coming back.
You told me that you knew people that who actually had monkeypox. Is that true?
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No. I said that I had read about a couple, a gay couple, whose dog got monkeypox, and the dog slept in the same bed as them.
Nah, dude. This was probably a year ago, and I said, the shit's made up. I said, have you actually ever met anybody who had fucking monkeypox? And you're like, yeah, we run in different circles. You know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did. So have, all right, I'm putting you on the spot right now. Have you ever met a human being that has ever had monkeypox?
No.
And I'll bet you every fucking person listening can say the same thing. Now, they're saying the shit's popping up in Africa. Right? That's where it's... And then they said somebody landed in Switzerland. It's all fucking fear-mongering. Or not Switzerland, Sweden. It's all bullshit. You know? And I don't buy none of it. And if... here's the other thing. Could, let's say people are getting monkeypox. Couldn't that be caused by the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, it did come out, kind of come out at the same time as COVID. They were having gay parades and prides all over, especially in San Francisco. And they came out with like suggestions for the community to have safe pride activities, you know, like... And it had to do with monkeypox, but they still allowed it. So COVID was going on. We had an outbreak of monkeypox, mostly in the gay community. And yet they still, while we were all locked down in our houses, not going to work, not seeing our families, the gays were allowed to have their Pride Month and their little fuck fest where monkeypox got spread.
Right. Yeah, you can't go to the gym and work out, but you can suck dick in the street. All right.
Hey, I mean, you know, like after 16 years of marriage, is finding out that your spouse sucked 100 plus dicks before getting hitched a big deal? Or is my wife just overreacting?
Yeah, you told me that one. All right,
but hey, so let's fucking shift gears, man.
No, hold on. I'm getting ready to make a beer run.
All right, let's do it.
I'm gonna play the Denzel clip. No, I got it.
All right,
you ain't gonna be able to hear it, but you'll hear it when you listen.
All right.
12 and 13 and 14th, I was intoxicated. I drank all of those days. I drank.
On the morning of the accident,
I was drunk. I'm drunk now.
All right, perfect timing.
Yeah, that was in sync. We were like, bye, bye, bye.
And the clip just ended.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I put my headphones on, I heard him say, I'm drunk now. And that's the end of it. That's the last part. All right.
So did you hear? Okay, go. Okay, so let's continue talking about the injections.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that when incubated, Pfizer and Moderna injection materials morph into animated filaments that the researchers say behave in an ejection manner, which is what they believe shedding is. So, I don't know. Have you ever heard that they say do not have sexual relations with somebody who got the vaccine?
Yeah, there's a whole fucking subreddit, dude, on fucking Reddit. And it's called Unvaccinated. And it's basically people looking for dates. It's like a dating site for That's unvaccinated. Cool. It's fucking weird, dude.
It's weird, but I think that we need that. You know, like, I don't know. I think if we were all, I mean, I'm already fucking ruined, so I shouldn't procreate. But I think there needs to be a group of people that are not ruined that can still procreate and have normal children that didn't get this fucking vaccine.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it sounds very dystopian. It sounds like something out of a fucking movie.
Yeah, it does.
Which is crazy. You know, like, are we going to continue to fund, you know, people making, you know, Frankensteins because of this fucking vaccine? Or should we be funding the people that didn't take it and are making healthy, natural babies? I mean, this sounds a lot like The Matrix.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
So going back to this whole how things pass through like sexual relations with people. So I have a friend that suffers from sleep paralysis. I think I've talked about it on here before. I actually have two friends, but and I was telling you about it actually. She's figured out some kind of hacks when she's in one of these states. So she can't move her body. She's sleeping. She can't move her body, but she's aware that something is going on. And every time it's a very demonic being kind of attacking her.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. Is she a listener?
No, she's not.
Well, I was about to say it's demonic possession.
She might start listening. But so
I just didn't want to offend anybody.
So every time it's whoever she is dating, like the guy that she's dating, that turns into a demon. Which is kind of interesting.
You mean like in a dream?
Yeah. And so she's figured out that if she asks certain questions, the demon gets pissed off and starts like acting off center. Like she's had so many of these and just let them happen that she started kind of like fighting against it. So she will ask the demon, "What time is it?" And the demon gets pissed off because it can't tell what time it is. The other hack that she figured out is she will look at her hands and she will either have extra digits or missing digits. Kind of like AI photos.
Right.
AI generated pictures. So that kind of like makes me think like, is this whole thing an AI simulation like they say? Are our dreams AI simulated? Like, what is it? Are we really computers? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a trip that I had a roommate in the Army. He was a this black dude from North Carolina. Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He used to call it North Khaki Lackey. He was a fucking hill jack. Well, so we had bunks in the Army. And he was on the top bunk, I think. He was on the bottom bunk. And he fucking jumped out. He was a Baptist. And he got freaked the fuck out and jumped up in the middle of the night and fucking ran across the room. And I said, "Thorn, what the fuck you doing?" I had a witch on my chest. Right? Because he had sleep paralysis. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's exactly what my friend says. Yeah. Will have somebody on their chest.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Wild, dude. And they say, here's the other thing, too, that they say that these interdimensional beings and reptilians that really run everything feed off of that kind of energy.
Yeah. I ain't scared of shit. I'll just be like, yeah, sit on my chest, motherfucker, to help me sleep better. All right. You smoking that shit?
Yeah.
Smoking that shit. All right.
I tell the demon to sit somewhere else.
All right. This is Eminem. How do you feel about Eminem?
I don't know. I never liked him to begin with, honestly.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think he's a pussy. All he does is cry about his mama and his baby mama. You know? That's all he fucking does his whole fucking career. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking crybaby, you fucking honky. But anyway, I like calling, like, when somebody's like a wigger, I like calling them honkies. Anyway, here he is talking.
I'm a spigger.
Huh?
I'm a spigger.
Okay. Here he is. He's basically talking about Trump derangement syndrome, but he doesn't know it. All right.
When I start talking about Trump, I get too flustered in my head. And there's part of me that understands, like, all right, he's somehow still got them because he's brainwashing them into thinking that something great is going to happen. Nothing's happening.
Pushing their way past a handful of Border Patrol agents.
Nothing is happening. Nothing is.
我中国人民解放军有足够的力量造成一切障碍。
Nothing's happening. Nothing is happening. Nothing's happening. Nothing is happening. Nothing's happening. Nothing's.
The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took off.
Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. When I start talking about Trump.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to feel about this statement I'm going to make, but I think as Americans, I think we feel a certain way because, you know what, like the last war that took place on our land was a long time ago. We don't know what war is like when it's happening in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? Or in your city.
Right.
And I think that's why he feels that way. Nothing is happening. Everything that happens takes place elsewhere.
That's not what he meant. He was talking shit about Trump. There were no wars under Trump. No new ones anyway. But I get what you're saying. But I think you were trying to bond with Eminem because you're... That's the type of guy you are. I think he's a pussy. I think he's a mama's boy who's got mommy issues.
Mom spaghetti.
Right.
Dude, so true story. This is for one of our listeners, Malachi. He's fucking playing Eminem.
Malachi? You know? Yeah, Children of the Corn? Yeah.
Dude, he was playing like all Eminem and he's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know. I think the music's fucking with my vibe. I can't stand Eminem's music.
I can't either. He sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it just sounds so angry for no reason.
Because he has mommy issues. I have told, how many times I got to say it? All he does is complain about his mom and his baby mom. He is the, who fucking cries about women on all their fucking albums? Julio just raised his hand.
Hey, I don't record any albums.
Exactly. Neither do I. What's this?
So, hey, let me ask you a question. You think, who do you think poops more, men or women?
Who do I think what's more?
Poops more. Goes to, takes a shit more.
It depends who eats more, really. It doesn't have anything to do with gender.
Listen to this. Well, it's not about gender. It's about how sneaky they are. That's why I have trust issues with women.
Not only do women poop, but they poop more than men. I'm not kidding. They might be fooling you, but they ain't fooling me. When's the last time you knew for a fact that a woman was taking a poop?
Essentially, yep. Never.
Right. But they pee constantly. My wife peed 11 times before we even had lunch yesterday.
What's going on with your brain, dude? How do you remember shit?
You know why they pee all the time? Because they're taking little poops. 10% of a poop here, another 15% of one 30 minutes later. They keep them small and they keep them quick so we don't catch on, but I've been paying attention. Brian's been watching, and I swear to God, dude, it's all they fucking do.
Your intuition and your vision is disgustingly accurate.
That's why it never smells after they go sometimes. It's just a little bit. I mean, when you drop the full load, you know, when you empty the whole bag, it's going to stink. But if you just drop a little bit, kind of diffuses the whole thing.
Hey, everybody shits. Let them do what they do, man. God damn it. All right. Mel Gibson is in the house. What? No, it's not one.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Now, this is
about him too.
Huh? This is some religious shit.
Cool.
But I've tried to find some of his phone call rants, and then I'm pretty sure he has paid everyone to get rid of them. You can't fucking find them. And when you do find them, the cuss words are beeped out. So it sounds stupid anyway. Well, here's Mel.
And how are we supposed to know the good guys from the bad guys? Well, we were given a standard by which to judge them. You know, by their fruits, you'll know them. By their fruits. Anybody seen any good fruit lately? No. It's tough. And look, I'm a pretty sinful guy. I mean, I'm as venal as the next guy. But I know the difference between a shepherd and a hireling. And I think that the vast majority of these bishops are just a bunch of hirelings, you know. And my question is, you know, like, who's hiring them? I don't think it's Jesus. Is it Francis? Who's hiring Francis? Is it Pachamama? I mean, I think you need to look at the whole institution. And, you know, I'll quote Archbishop Vigano again in saying that he believes that there was a parallel counterfeit church set up to eclipse the real one. He's suggesting usurpation or an inside job. Seems that way. Anyway. And how are we supposed to know the good?
I would agree with all of that.
Yeah. For sure. So I had kind of seen something about that, but you always kind of call me out that I went to a Jesuit high school. And it's funny, there's two all-boys schools or all-male schools in town, St. John's and St. Francis. St. John's is Jesuit. St. Francis is DeSales or whatever. And if I had a son today, I would send him to St. Francis over St. John's. And it stems from some of this information that, you know, we've come to learn. And also, I don't know, I'm not going to talk shit about St. John's. I had a great experience, but it's just kind of interesting how time and acquiring knowledge, people talking about stuff like this, kind of like expands your mind.
I would, if I had to choose again, I would send all my kids to homeschool.
Of course.
Right? Did you ever get touched at St. John's?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Never.
I think I've asked you that before, but I'm probably going to ask again. I was wondering how you got so weird. I thought maybe it was one of them priests. But anyway. No, man. You're drinking from your horse semen again, right? But now I think Rome never fell, and it became like the Vatican. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Vatican is really running England. England is in with Israel. And it almost feels like, you know, so they set up the United Nations and NATO and all that. And it feels like the United States is being run by that. But then you got the CIA, which is like a government within a government. Because they are, you know, they have, if they lie before Congress, that's written into their, it's all right. It's allowable under law. Did you know that?
No.
Let me look this shit up. If you're going to play a clip, go ahead. I'm looking this up here.
No, I was just going to share some information since we were talking about Mel Gibson.
That sounds good.
They say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I think they're right. With that in mind, let's take a deeper dive on an American patriot many will not know, but many will undoubtedly know his son. This man was a World War II veteran, a Jeopardy champion, a self-published author of four books, a consistent critic of the New Catholic Church and the New World Order, a controversial figure for his perspectives on World War II and the Holocaust, anti-Semitic control to the ADL for sure, but according to their definition, isn't everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson. Yeah, I've never heard of Hutton Gibson, but I didn't know that he was such an epic man, you know what I mean? And he lived through shit and experiences, and I'm sure he passed that on to Mel.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know. There's value to that, I think. And it's funny. There's a picture of Mel Gibson's dad with Alex Jones and everything.
For real?
Yeah.
Did he die?
I don't know. You always got to ask questions to make me research shit.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't even listening because I was reading about the CIA lying to Congress.
Wow.
I mean, I told you to play a clip while I was doing this, but you...
Yeah, he died in 2020.
Oh, that sucks. We love Mel Gibson.
And there's him with Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a Alex Jones clip. You're not gonna be able to hear it. It's short anyway. I'm just gonna play it.
Jeez. Why do you think fraternities have you screw sheep and all this, and you know, give guys blowjobs? That's why I never joined them, because they want to
compromise. Go back. What? Say that again.
He goes. Julio couldn't hear it, someone repeated. He goes, he was on the Rogan show with Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan both. And he was getting all fired up, and he goes, that's why fraternities have you screw sheep and give guys blowjobs. That's why I never joined them. And then Eddie's like, wait a minute, what? Oh, man, I love that dude. He's great.
He is. I could hear it, though.
Oh, you did? What the fuck is going on with this machine?
I know. Some fucking sorcery.
You know what? I'm going to get a Rodecaster. All right.
But, hey, so going back to, like, stuff like that, initiation stuff.
Yeah.
So when I join the Freemasons, I'm going to have to go through some shit.
Oh, that dude's taking you in?
Yeah. I'm going in, dude.
Oh, you'll be all about it. You'll be like, I'll suck every dick in this room. Hey, you'll be the fucking president before you know it. Because, hey, so supposedly George H.W. Bush... The older one, he fucked a corpse or something. And that's how he rose up in the Skull and Bones. And Julio will be like, hey, you guys can run a train on me while I suck dicks. And they'll be like, hey, Julio is the new savior. The new Skull and Bones. He don't give a fuck.
I cannot imagine what the title for this episode is going to be.
Oh, see, you shouldn't have said that. <I know>. Oh, shit. All right, let's see here. So we were talking about. We were talking about how the CIA is allowed to lie to Congress. All right. So in the 1950s, Director of Central Intelligence, Alan Dulles, after being told by Senator Joseph McCartney that the CIA was neither immune from it, was not immune from investigation, began waging a down and dirty covert operation on McCarthy, which including attempting to bug his office and feeding his staff with disinformation in order to discredit him. 1977, former CIA director Richard Helms was convicted of lying to Congress about the United States' role in overthrowing the democratically elected president of Chile, Salvador Allende. Allende was succeeded by brutal dictator Augusto Pinochet.
Sure.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, because it said the CIA director was convicted. Anyway, at least today, it's basically a fucking government within a government, all right? I'm just going to shut the fuck up because I was wrong. But,
Well, okay, so who was Augusto Pinochet the leader of what country?
Chile.
Okay.
Chile, however you people say it.
Chile. I mean, I think they are, even though they're a little south of where, like, real cocaine is grown and shit, you know what I mean? I think they have a hand in that. And, like, the trade routes of all that shit. So it's in the interest of the CIA to set up somebody like that.
Oh, for sure, man. It's all about money.
Augusto Pinochet. Dude, so, okay, so talking about Latin America, my mom and my uncle, they inherited my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
It was actually the house I was born in back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's being sold. And so I looked at the listing. It's going for $85,000.
US?
Yeah.
That's in a crazy. Third
world country. Yeah, I know, right?
Is it nice or what? I mean,
Well, it fits the location. I mean, there's no air conditioning. Yeah, my grandfather built it by hand. You know, cinder blocks and mud, whatever. And it's got a bunch of different. It's got like 9 bedrooms.
Damn. Couple
baths. Like, this is back when families lived together. You know.
Yeah. Like,
his sons raised families there.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
They try to discourage that because they don't want that. They want everybody, they want to boost the economy. They want you kicking your kid out as soon as they're done with school.
So they can tax them.
So they can tax them, so they can buy a house and tax them on that. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, I was kind of like surprised about that. I didn't expect that number, but that was kind of cool. It is in a great location. If you're interested in it, just send us a message or something. But it's nice. It's like a mile away from a lake, a freshwater lake, and it's the only lake that has freshwater sharks. And the water is crystal clear.
You sound like a real estate agent trying to sell a house. I think you are.
That's my new career. Go ahead.
Nah, so you remember the Trump shot episode?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. They were trying to suppress that image, right? Because I don't know how long after the supposed assassination attempt happened that we did that episode. Okay, so I bring up the our RSS feed on Brave Browser, right? And I'll put the title and I'll start you know, writing down what we talked about and shit. And then in that time period, I got to put a image. So I'll bring that up and I'm like, oh shit. So I'll bring it up on Google Chrome. And I'll put in like the image that I want to put for the episode. All right. Well, I was trying to bring up that image of Trump pumping his fist after he got shot. Wouldn't you know, the motherfucker kept failing. Like, it wouldn't let it go through. Because they're suppressing that image. And I didn't.
Just looking at it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about that until after the fact. Right? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I just said, fuck it, and put the Conspiracy Soldiers logo. You know what I mean? I got pissed off and got sick and tired. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. You know, but, you know, that's more of this fucking suppression and shit that they're trying to hold the shit down so people can't see what Can't see the news. Can't see certain images. You know, every time you type in Trump, a Kamala Harris article comes up. Even though she was the most disliked bitch in 2020 ever. And she got kicked out by Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah. So, talking about, like, news and shit and how they control shit, check this out. Did you hear about that plane crash in Brazil?
A little bit.
Where, like, a plane just kind of, like, just after flying for an hour, it just dropped out of the sky.
Jesus Christ. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Tá porra. Caralho, bicho.
Oh. But anyways, that was just a video of the plane spinning out of control. But
I've never seen a plane go down like that.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it.
So there were 8 cancer doctors on board. On the 68-passenger plane that crashed in Brazil. Initially, it was supposed to be 15, but 7 doctors changed their flights to an earlier takeoff for that day. These doctors were traveling to Sao Paulo to take part in a cancer/vaccine conference called SBTMO 2024. And they say that it took a while to find the actual conference name. The media didn't make it easy. And the SBTMO stands for Brazilian Society of Bone Marrow Transplantation and Cellular Therapy. And so in a simple sense, they decide what is considered real or fake in that cancer field. If a treatment or cure is suggested, they decide if it is accredited, which determines if the treatment or cure can be used. So, I don't know. This is weird because this is one instance of people dying, like researchers, to cure a disease like cancer or something deadly, get killed in a plane crash. But Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 had researchers on it as well.
What year was that?
This was in 2014. And they say it was the cure for AIDS lost along with the Joe Blanche and 100 top researchers because they were on their way to an AIDS conference in 2014. And this is tied to the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, by the way, you know, MH17. And then...
Oh, well, that's when they did the coup in Ukraine.
Yeah. And then you have the guy that invented... you know, a cure for cancer, which is this black guy, Rick Simpson.
That's not Rick Simpson. I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't have it playing. I forget what his name is.
Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He used to be like an activist. But he's pretty smart. I like him.
But Rick Simpson also, he got killed. Not killed, but suppressed. Like, the FDA said that his shit wasn't right, even though it had a higher success rate of cure. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. Let's see like, here.
I don't know if you ever heard of this, but there's a better treatment for cancer than radiation. There's this plant called, in Spanish, it's called guanabana. I know it sounds like manamana.
Which is what?
Something from Sesame Street. But it's called... It's called, in English, it's called soursop. And it has a higher success rate of helping cure cancer. And yet, it's not pushed.
Of course not.
You know, certain products containing sour salt pulp pose a public health concern in the United States. That's why the FDA has it listed. Coarse soursop is not approved by the FDA, but it's kind of interesting because
why would it have to be approved by the FDA? It fucking grows out of the earth.
Yeah, God made it.
FDA can suck my dick.
Yeah, fuck it.
I do. My wife's finally fasting now. She's buying my bullshit.
Baby Billy's health elixir?
No, she's fasting.
Yeah, I get it.
No more Baby Billy. He's fired. It's Denzel now.
We parted ways with Baby Billy.
The 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. I was drunk all of those days. I drank in excess.
I'm drunk right now.
Right. I'm going to have to watch that movie. Dude, fucking it's a good watch movie. That clip. So many. Oh, you already watched it?
Yeah. It's a classic. I love Denzel.
Me too, man. You know what? Denzel's the best.
And he talks real truth.
Of course he does.
And I think a lot of the movies that he does have a positive message.
Exactly.
Like he did Men on Fire, which is about child abduction. You know, he did Fences, which is about a black family growing up and raising a man in the days of during racism.
Yeah.
You know, that was a very powerful movie. And then he's done other great ones that I can't think of at the moment. Oh, Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
I put him in the same category with Mel Gibson. You know, like,
yeah,
they're real in real life and they don't fucking play bullshit roles in movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, being an actor is not a virtuous thing to begin with. But those two guys, they somehow hold it together. And it's probably not just those two, you know, but they got my respect.
For sure.
All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
This was kind of a shitty episode, I feel. I don't know. I just feel like we didn't really talk about shit. Oh, well.
It's 420.
We'll bounce back.
Happy 420.
We'll bounce back next week. All right, so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube. And I've been posting on X now. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
X hamster?
So they only got so many letters in X. So it's like Con Soldiers Pod, like Con Man, except Con Soldiers Pod on X. So follow us there and shit, and give us good reviews, subscribe, tell your friends and all that stuff. And yeah, you got anything, Julio?
Nothing. It's gonna be a great weekend. I got a concert tomorrow. Start my new job on Monday.
What are the hours for now?
For now, it's gonna be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
What the fuck? That's only 6 hours, you piece of shit. What are you, a housewife? No, my wife works those hours. That's why I said that. It's all good. I know you're in school for the feds, and we'll see what happens after that. You'll probably be working Once you get into the government, man, they can fucking work you 20 hours if they want. I know, because I've been there.
All right. Yeah, meeting up with one of my best friends tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
For a concert. Yeah. He's been my best friend since 1999.
99. That was a good year.
That was
a good year and a bad year. I got charged with a felony, and I also met my wife. So, bittersweet.
Bittersweet. Yeah, we'll have to get an update on your investigation in the next episode.
No, it won't be the next episode. It'll be the week after that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah. So we got two more weeks until the truth is unveiled. All right. I got one more clip and then Conspiracy Soldiers, all right, is about to go dark here.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Alright. So you can hear that one, huh? I don't understand this shit. Whatever. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.